Graduates of elite schools like Juilliard carry the name of their alma mater with pride. Commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli recently had a patient who had lost much in life, but still clung to the name of his school.
"I'm a Harvard man," he says. "I'm an architect. I designed the main campus. Are you from Harvard?" "Yes, yes," says someone on the team, whose cousin went to school there. Someone who lives in Cambridge nods. Someone else on the team wanted to go to Harvard, which is almost the same thing, so she nods too. "That's good," he says. Now he knows he can be understood. He had gone to Harvard. It's been a long fall from there to this hospital. There was a breakdown freshman year, a question of sexual assault, then decades in unidentified wards and chunks of history no one will ever know. Medications caused permanent distortion. His tongue is so thick he struggles to swallow. He is nearly deaf, nearly blind, and covered with skin lesions that look boiled. Still, each Tuesday at noon, he raps on the door for his appointment at 1 o'clock. He's dressed in a cardigan, and the nurses have double-knotted his wingtips. "I'm here to see my psychiatrist," he says, "for my analysis." His crab shell of a wheelchair inches into the middle of the room. "I've been murdered by the boogeyman," he says. "I'm homeless and loveless." That's not strictly true here, though it probably was at Harvard. The social worker takes him to the canteen for extra coffee. The nurses dress him in that academic style he prefers. And when they wipe his nose after he's missed the tissue, they're so good they do it without wiping away his dignity. We can't erase the boogeyman who murdered him. Still, he arrives early each Tuesday for the meeting. As he sees it, there's at least one thing we can do for him. "No one understands what I've been through," he says. He glances around and lowers his voice. "Doctor, can you promise me a donut?" We think it can be arranged and tell him so. "Thank you," he says solemnly. "Then I will go now."
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.